It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo just opened the gleaming Moynihan Train Hall, an upgrade of Penn Station in Manhattan, this past January. But he already has his eye on an even larger expansion of the station and the landscape around it, and he's calling it the Empire Station Complex. Here to explain what that is and what it's about is Katie Brenzel. She's senior reporter for The Real Deal, a real estate news organization. Hey, Katie, welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
I guess Moynihan Train Hall, it's not really a new train station. You could say it's kind of just a fancy new entrance to the original Penn Station. But this new project goes a little bit farther. It expands the number of tracks at Penn. Can you explain how this is going to work both above and below ground?
Yeah, so the governor had announced that he wanted to expand the station by adding 8 new tracks just to the block south of the existing Penn Station. So that would be the underground portion we're talking about here. He also announced that he wants to enable the development of 10 new commercial towers in the immediate vicinity of the station. The development of those towers would hypothetically help pay for this underground expansion of Penn Station. So that's the general sort of gist of what's planned there.
Those extra 8 tracks that you mentioned, how much more capacity would they add? And why do we need those extra tracks?
Yeah, so according to the state, this would add potentially 40% more capacity to the station. A big part of the narrative around Penn Station is, at least from the governor's perspective, has been that the station is outdated. It's a miserable place to be. It needs an upgrade, desperately so. I think anyone who goes through Penn Station has their own experiences of general unpleasantness. So that's sort of been the big impetus for this: expanding capacity, reducing congestion, making it a more pleasant place for commuters.
Sure. But as you mentioned, it's more than just train tracks that Cuomo wants to build here. It is also a bunch of skyscrapers. Is that necessary? Like, why can't the state just give us more transit capacity without adding extra office space?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, so right now what we know is that the idea is that this development would help finance the project itself. I think the big question here, though, is that, you know, the plan here is for, I think it's 14 million square feet of office, hotel, commercial space at a time when we've got a ton of office vacancy, hotels are struggling. So the question is this the kind of development that we need around Penn Station? There is another 2 sites that the state is also looking at near Javits that would include residential space. So we're actually talking about, all told, like 20 million square feet of new construction in that area. So that's basically the scale of a new Hudson Yards right near the existing Hudson Yards.
You mentioned the pandemic and the effect that it's had on the real estate market. Of course, not as many people are using office space because a lot of people are just working from home. So do we really need all of that extra office space?
I think that's a question that a lot of businesses are asking themselves right now. You know, I mean, I don't think that office demand is going to go completely away. You know, businesses are looking at, you know, their employees have been working from home for over a year now. They're rethinking what kind of physical office space they really need. It's a valid question to ask, you know, do we need to build a ton of 1 million square foot towers when we're not really sure what the ultimate need of office space is going to be going forward?
So, Katie, this might be a bit of an obvious question, but what would happen to all of the buildings around that area, you know, right around Madison Square Garden there on 34th Street? Would they be demolished?
So that seems to be a plan here. The block south to Penn, there's just over 50 properties that would be affected. The state is planning to acquire them one way or the other. So it's either through negotiating with these individual property owners to buy the properties, or if it comes to it, ultimately eminent domain. And so those properties would be demolished for the tracks, and then they would become development sites for the new towers.
So Katie, one of the big property holders in that area is Vornado Realty Trust. And they've been trying to upzone that part of Midtown for a while, right? Can you kind of give us some background about how they would benefit from this?
Yeah, so Vornado is one of the biggest property owners in that area. They actually, of the 8 sites in the immediate vicinity of Penn, they own 5 of those sites. One of the sites includes the Hotel Pennsylvania site that Vornado has for more than a decade now planned to build a new tower, I think. And as part of this, they would be demolishing that tower. They've said as much in their most recent earnings calls that company plans to build something new on that site.
Katie Brenzel, she's senior reporter at The Real Deal for real estate-related policy. Katie, thanks so much for giving us an update on this.
Thank you.